రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 34. యస్మిన్ హరిర భగవాన్ యజమాన ఇజ్జాత్మమూర్తిర్ యజతాం శంతనోతి తనోతి కామాన్ అమోఘాన్ స్థిర జంగమానాం అంతర్బహిర్వాయుర్ ఇవేష ఆత్మా యస్మిన్ హరిర్ భగవాన్ యజమాన యస్మిన్ హరిర్ భగవాన్ యజమాన ఇజ్జాత్మమూర్తిర్యజతాం శంతనోతి కామాన్ అమోఘాన్ స్థిర జంగమానాం అంతర్బహిర్వాయుర్ ఇవేష ఆత్మా
యస్మిన్
ఇన్ సచ్ సాక్రిఫిషియల్ సెరెమనీస్ హరి ది సుప్రీమ్ లార్డ్
భగవాన్
ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్
ఇజ్జమానః
బీయింగ్ వర్షిప్డ్
ఇజ్జ ఆత్మా ది సోల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వర్షిపబుల్ డీటీస్
మూర్తిః
ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్స్
యజతాం
దోజ్ హూ వర్షిప్
శం
వెల్ఫేర్
తనోతి
స్ప్రెడ్స్
కామాన్
డిజైర్స్
అమోఘాన్
ఇన్వయలబుల్
స్థిర జంగమానాం
ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద మూవింగ్ అండ్ నాన్ మూవింగ్
అంతః
విదిన్
బహిః
అవుట్సైడ్
వాయుః
ఎయిర్
ఇవ
లైక్
ఏషః
ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్
ఆత్మా
స్పిరిట్ సోల్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పొరపాటు బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్
జై శిల ప్రభుపాద్
ఇన్ ఆల్ సాక్రిఫిషియల్ సెరెమనీస్ In all sacrificial ceremonies, although sometimes a devata is worshipped, the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, is worshipped because He is the super soul of everyone and exists both inside and outside like the air. Thus, it is He only who awards all welfare to the worshipper. Please repeat. In all sacrificial ceremonies, although sometimes
a devata is worshipped,
the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead,
is worshipped,
because he is the super soul of everyone.
And exists both inside and outside.
Like the air. Thus it is he only.
Who awards all welfare.
To the worshipper. Purport. It is even sometimes seen that devatas like Indra and Chandra are worshipped and offered sacrificial awards. Yet the rewards of all such sacrifices are awarded to the worshipper by the Supreme Lord. And it is the Lord only who can offer all welfare to the worshipper. The devatas, although worshipped, cannot do anything without the sanction of the Lord, because the Lord is the super soul of everyone, both moving and non-moving. In Bhagavad Gita 9.23, the Lord confirms this in the following shloka.
ये अपि अन्य देवता भक्ता यजन्ते श्रद्धायान्विताः ते अपि माम एव कौन्तेय यजन्ति अविधिपूर्वकम्.
Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. The fact is that the Supreme Lord is one without a second. There is no God other than the Lord Himself. That the Supreme Lord is eternally transcendental to the material creation. But there are many who worship the devatas like the sun, the moon and Indra, who are only material representatives of the Supreme Lord. These devatas are indirect, qualitative representatives of the Supreme Lord. A learned scholar, a devotee, however, knows who is who. Therefore, he directly worships the Supreme Lord and is not diverted by the material qualitative representations. Those who are not so learned worship such qualitative material representations, but their worship is unceremonious because it is irregular.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यस्मिन् हरिर् भगवान् इज्यमाना इज्जात्ममूर्तिर्यजतांशं तनोति कामानमोघान् स्थिरजङ्गमानाम् अन्तर्बहिर्वायुरिवेश आत्मा.
In all sacrificial ceremonies, although sometimes a devata is worshipped, the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is worshipped because He is the super soul of everyone and exists both inside and outside like the air. Thus, it is He only who awards all welfare to the worshipper. Parikshit Maharaj is now confirming, you know, what the scriptures have already said. He is just confirming that even when we worship some devata, devi, yesterday we discussed that a little, today it is more in detail. When we worship a devi or devata of our liking, you know, or to get something, mostly it is to get something material. That's why we don't encourage, you know, not that we are against any devi, devata or anything, no. We love them because they are all wonderful, wonderful devotees of the Lord. So, and they are very exalted, they are not at our level. But what happens, it's not the devatas which are at trouble or problem, it's the followers, you know, because they don't know what to do. And that's why Krishna in Bhagavad Gita made it clear. People quote Bhagavad Gita left, right, center, but when they miss these points. Here 9.23, what is Krishna saying? Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone. It will go to him only. But that is also okay, you know. You can always say that, yes, I want to, you know, for example, in the bank there is a direct deposit and there is a, you know, you take the check and then you deposit like that. Right? One is that you just tell the company where you are working, that my salary should directly go to the bank. That's called a direct deposit, and you get some better rates for that and all that, because then your money is not diverted here and there, right? But then you can also deposit in somebody else's bank, and then he transfers, and then, you know, like that you can do it, right? But now, what is, according to me, more important is that the worship that we are doing of the Devis and Devatas is avidhipurvakam. Vidhipurvakam is by system. There is a system and you follow the system and you do it. But Krishna is saying, this is avidhipurvakam. It's not there in the scriptures. So why are we doing it? Without true understanding. Offered without true understanding. You know, why should we... Just I'll give you an example. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. Okay? And then... how intelligence has to be used in Krishna service? This is a very nice example. Prabhupada was there, and then two devotees, one from Mayapur and one from Vrindavan, approached him. And you know, Prabhupada, in those days, he was controlling the finance also, because the money was coming only from his books. Books were being sold all over, distributed, and he was getting money. So these two devotees went, and you know, they wanted some Lakshmi from Prabhupada for their projects. So the first one goes and he says, Prabhupada says, "Oh, what do you want?" "Prabhupada, we are making a goshala or something, you know, like, how much you want?" He says, "Just $20,000, Prabhupada." Prabhupada says, "I'm sorry, I cannot give it. Give me more details, you know, like, I will think about it." And then the avatar, as he was sitting there only, the other devotee comes and he says, "Srila Prabhupada, we want some money." And Prabhupada says, "How much?" He says, "200,000 rupees, 2 lakh rupees. And Prabhupada just looked at the papers what that brought, and you know, he called his secretary and he said, "Give them 2 lakh rupees. Write a check." He says, "Write a check for 2 lakh. And then, and this was in Bombay. Prabhupada was in Bombay, and they came to Bombay from Vrindavan and Mayapur. So naturally, the first devotee became a little upset. He says that I only asked 20,000 and I was not given. And so he said, the Guru is doing some partiality. So he expressed, and Prabhupada could see his face. You know, Prabhupada says, "Look, I gave him 2 lakh because each and everything is listed here. Pakka, properly, you know, where this money will go, the whole thing is there. You just come and ask 20,000. I don't know why you want 20,000. You are not justified. Anyway, that was settled. Then, Prabhupada got the check in his hand and he handed over to the devotee and he asked him, what you are going to do with this check? Oh, he says, "I will go to Lohi Bazar Bank branch and then I will deposit there." And Prabhupada says, how you will go? He says, "I'll take a rickshaw." You know, in Vrindavan, rickshaws are there. "So how much you will pay?" In those days, he just said, you know, some Srila Prabhupada, "I'll pay 2 rupees or something, 1 rupee maybe. So Prabhupada took the check back and he called his secretary and said, "Send it by post directly to the bank. It costs only 25 paisa. You know, the postage stamp is only 25 paisa. Of course, the other moral of the story was that while spending 2 lakh, he did not think, but while spending 1, 2 rupees, you know. Then Prabhupada explained that this is Krishna's money and it has to be used very properly. 2 lakh rupees were accounted for. With this, why you want to waste money? So same way, we waste our efforts in chasing so many devatas. And then ultimately we know, Krishna says, whatever you do for them, it comes to me only. And more importantly, without his sanction, they cannot even offer the results back to us. Ultimately the supreme controller is there and he is the one who is deciding. And then the devatas also, for example, Devatas cannot offer, somebody is dead, they cannot make him alive. It's only Vishnu, Krishna, who have this special powers. They may worship and then they may, they may get sanction. You apply for something and you get sanction, or you don't get, your application gets accepted or rejected. So it's very important for devotees, especially once you have understood. We have still not understood, of course. All of us have not yet understood who is Krishna, because it's not easy. Lord Shiva says, nobody knows Krishna. Krishna talks about Lord Shiva, he says, hardly some people know Krishna, Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva says, nobody knows Krishna, including me, he says about himself. I also don't know. Because that is why he is God. He is not God because, he is from India and he is nice looking, playing with the gopis, and that's why we say he is Lord and he did some wonderful leelas. No. He is God because he is supreme controller. He can do what he wants. He doesn't have to take permission. Every other person has to take permission. Lakshmi ji, who is his direct consort, right? Lakshmi ji is always with Narayan. But when she expressed to Lord Narayan one time that I want to take part in Rasa Leela in Vrindavan, and she said, please arrange for my entry there. Now if she is the supreme, right, then she doesn't have to take permission. But she is saying, please arrange something. Lord Shiva wanted to participate. He had to disguise and just so many things and just to participate. So the fact remains that there is only one God. And then, of course, he expands, he has wonderful relationship with, like a father has relationship with all his brothers, cousins, nephews, nieces, sons, daughters, right? So like that, we have nothing against anything. One devotee was telling me, Prabhuji, okay, Krishna is our father, but I like my uncle more than my father. So why not I do that? I said, okay, do it. But don't expect father, the same result from father, You want father's mercy, then you have to go to father only. Somebody else can recommend, right, or say against you, but the mercy has to come from only there. So same way, the mercy has to come from Krishna. So Prabhupada says they are indirect representatives, qualitative representatives of Supreme. Like Krishna has so many avatars, Ansha avatara, guna avatara, shaktyavesha avatara, swayamansha. I wanted to make myself, but somebody helped me and I have the chart where it shows that how Krishna is the supreme. This was spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. It's there in the 6th chapter of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, but it was difficult to represent it graphically. So it has come, but it has to be expanded in the sense, zoom, and then only you can read it. So I will do one thing, I will send you that attachment, or you might have got it already. Just see that, and one day I'm going to discuss that totally, only that, that way what will happen is our whatever gaps are there, we'll fill, and then we'll know what is what. Okay. So, vidhi purvakam, puja should be done vidhi purvakam, and we should be careful, because when the Lord is available, his mercy is available, he is ready to help us, he is ready to guide us as the Paramatma. And here, interestingly, it says that he is the soul of all deities, worshipable deities, Ijja Atma. Devatas are worshipable for their service, no doubt. But who is the soul? The soul is Krishna again, you know. So Ijjatma. Ijjamana being worshipped. Ijjatma. Murtihi. So this is again another thing, you know, that he is form. He has a form. He has a murti. So all his desires, again, you know, sthira jangamanam, sthira jangamanam, meaning those who are moving, non-moving, the living entities and the material world, the prakriti, everything, in antah bahir, inside, outside, okay, and then he is the atma. So again, nothing else but confirming what Bhagavad Gita says. And Parikshit Maharaj is not an ordinary person. He is not some commission agent of Krishna or something like that. He's a king. He could have chosen anybody, you know. But he knew because he was trained. He was educated. He was one of the rare personalities in the universe where he had a darshan of Krishna even before he was born. So he's not an ordinary soul. Once you have darshan of Krishna, then actually we don't need anything more. If you still need something more, means you didn't have a darshan of Krishna, you had some darshan of some copy of Krishna. That's what Acharya says, scriptures say. Okay. So another good lesson from Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, we can discuss. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.